the public and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Government assures NRC officers of payment of outstanding allowances. High Court judge urges government to fast-track sentencing guidelines. And referee and student among hundreds killed in Iran protests.
The Hot FM News with Keturam Donga.
And now the news in detail. Government has assured all officers who participated in the countrywide issuance of National Registration Cards, NRCs, through the mobile registration exercise conducted between April and November last year that all outstanding allowances will be fully paid. Ministry of Home Affairs and Internal Security Principal Public Relations Officer Mwala Kalaluka says the disbursement of allowances is ongoing through the government's Integrated Financial Management Information System in collaboration with the Ministry of Finance and National Planning. Mr. Kalaluka has acknowledged that some officers experienced delays in receiving their allowances, noting that these setbacks were largely due to logistical and technical challenges encountered during phase two of the exercise. He explains that additional challenges arose from incorrect banking details, the need to open bank accounts for officers who are not regular government employees, and other technical verifications required to safeguard public funds. Mr. Kalaluka has assured officers that funds earmarked for the payments remain secure and that targeted efforts are underway to resolve all outstanding cases.
Government acknowledges that some officers experienced delays in receiving their allowances. These delays were largely due to logistical and technical challenges encountered during phase two of the exercise, including the transition from cash-based shield payments to the IFMIS platform, as earlier alluded. Additional challenges arose from incorrect banking details, the need to open bank accounts for officers who are not regular government employees, and other technical verifications required to safeguard public funds. Government assures all officers who participated in the exercise that every outstanding allowance will be fully paid. Funds earmarked for these payments remain secure and targeted efforts are underway to resolve all outstanding issues. Officers with pending payments are hereby encouraged to ensure their banking details are accurate and correctly registered on the IFMIS platform to facilitate timely completion.
Lusaka High Court judge in charge of generalist matters, Jeffrey Mulenga, has urged government to fast-track the development of sentencing guidelines, warning that the absence is undermining efforts to effectively implement Alternative Dispute Resolution, ADR. Speaking at the official opening of the Lusaka High Court criminal session, Judge Mulenga said although ADR has been adopted in principle, lack of clear sentencing protocols has resulted in offenders of minor offences continuing to receive custodial sentences instead of alternative penalties. He has noted that while courts retain discretionary powers in sentencing, the absence of standardized guidelines in both civil and criminal matters has significantly compromised the effectiveness of ADR. Judge Mulenga has cautioned that without proper sentencing frameworks, ADR risks becoming symbolic rather than substantive.
Under the judiciary, we have observed that a not insignificant number of cases, severe charges are preferred when the proposed evidence quite clearly points in the direction that a lesser offence should have been chargeable. This places a strain on judicial time and resources because whereas an accused person may readily plead guilty to a lesser offence, the latitude for this possibility is circumscribed by the choice of charge.
Meanwhile, Justice Minister Princess Kasune says government is addressing the concern through the drafting of sentencing guidelines under the Criminal Procedure Amendment Bill of 2025, which is currently before Parliament.
Certain things are saying other important systems with smartest function. They enhance transparency, support informed decision making by accused persons, and provide a rationale for a framework within which plea negotiation may occur. Important, they do so without setting judicial authority as some may consent. Or contradicting statutory mandates, including those relating to mandatory minimum sentences. But it does the opposite, it is efficiency and justice.
Government has reaffirmed that Zambia's free education policy remains in place, thereby guaranteeing free access to education services for all learners. Ministry of Education Permanent Secretary Educational Services Kelvin Mambwe says no child should be required to pay fees for enrollment, tuition or essential educational services at public schools, as the government is footing the bill to ensure every child can learn and grow. He said parents and guardians should be reassured that fees related to basic school materials, uniforms or examinations are not compulsory in the context of free education. Dr. Mambwe said where any changes are encountered, they must be clearly justified. Transparent, and within the guidelines set by the Ministry of Education.
We therefore urge communities to report any violations so that immediate corrective action can be taken. The government remains steadfast in monitoring and enforcing the free education policy across all levels of schooling, from early childhood through to secondary education. All teachers and school administrators are expected to uphold the rights of learners to receive free quality education and to provide the necessary support to students to stay engaged and progressing. We call upon all parents and guardians to continue enrolling their children in school, recognizing that education is a powerful investment in the future.
UPND Alliance Chairperson Charles Milufi says the Alliance is actively supporting the party's mobilization efforts ahead of the August general elections. Mr. Milufi explains that the Alliance is not dormant but fully operational, with structures already in place and playing a key role in strengthening the UPND's presence on the ground across the country. He says the Alliance is constituting campaign teams and mobilizing resources to ensure the party runs an effective and well-coordinated campaign. Mr. Milupi adds that the Alliance is focused on action rather than rhetoric, noting that members are actively selling the achievements recorded by the UPND during its 4 years in government.
All the constituency member parties of the Alliance, they will participate fully in the mobilization, in the campaign, every constituency, in every ward of this country. But before that, they will participate fully in evolving, fine-tuning the policies that need to be tuned in light of the experience that we have had in the last 5 years. So it's an active alliance, a very, very active alliance. Whether it's campaigning, whether it is constituting campaign teams, whether it is providing resources, that's what political parties do. We are an active alliance. We are not just there for talking and so on.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
The Petroleum Transporters Association of Zambia has expressed concern over what it describes as an excessive financial burden on local truckers, saying multiple road-related charges are placing pressure on transporters without a corresponding effort to build their capacity. Association Secretary General Benson Dembo says transporters have taken note of government's continued rollout of public-private partnerships in the road sector, particularly in the installation and management of toll gates across the country. He says government should ensure that fees collected from the sector translate into